Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to our next lecture and lecturer. Evelyn Trepan is a follower of Dr. Hilda Clark's health regimens. At this year's expo, she'll offer a new perspective on the root cause of candidiasis and share with you information on how to rid the body of this yeast infection for good. In the process, she promises a rejuvenated liver, kidneys, and pancreas, and a colon that works without bulking agents or drugs. Will you join with me in welcoming Evelyn to the Whole Life Expo?
That was lovely. Thank you very much, dear. And welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming. I didn't realize I promised all that. I got a lot to deliver. I had been planning on doing an advanced lecture, and then when I got here, I realized most of you were neophytes to Hilda Clark. How many of you have read thoroughly her book or understand anything about her? Well, for the rest of you, I can promise you this much. I know it's a tough read. It's not easy. The woman is not a writer. She's not a journalist. She is a scientist. And it's very hard for her to put her information down. As she writes articles, she simply takes her notes and has somebody put them into another chapter. So it's all very disorganized. But the theory that she proposes is the one that's hanging here. And that's what we want to teach you. Not the band-aids, not the supplements, not a quick fix for this or that or make me feel better. I mean, if you want that, you can leave the room right now because you're not going to get it here. What we do is a lot of hard work, not us, but you, the people who have the problems. We want you to get rid of them permanently. We want you to get to the root cause. We don't just want to give you something to help this symptom or that symptom feel better, unless you want to keep taking it the rest of your life. So this is getting down to the real root causes of why you're sick. Candida seems to be a very popular one because everybody out there has it. Very few people seem to realize that by the time a cancer patient dies and starves to death, he dies because he is literally being devoured by candida. It's nature's way of trying to clean up the body. If the body is too polluted, the candida is there feeding on it. And that's what happens. If you have no parasites in the body, if you have no toxic heavy metals in the body, if you have no hidden infections in your bones, and if you have no synthetic solvents in your body, you cannot have a degenerative disease. And when you get rid of those four things in the body heals itself. And this is the most amazing thing I have ever seen. Every time I talk about it, the hair on my arm stands up, I get goose pimples. There is nothing stronger than your own immune system. It has been refined, it has been honed over the eons and eons of time that it has taken us to develop into what we are today. A lot of things changed a couple of hundred years ago, or about 100 years ago, I guess. And we started to become polluted because we joined the industrial age. It sure as heck gave us a much better lifestyle. We don't have to work as hard. We have much fancier gadgets. We push buttons and things instead of being on our hands and knees scrubbing for hours. However, we also got the bad with the good. We got the pollution with it. We used to use, if we brushed our teeth with anything but water, when I was a child, when we had a treat, we had a tooth powder we could shake out of a little tin. And you'd wet your brush and stick it in this powder and brush your teeth with it, and it had a nice minty taste. However, Some guy after the war said, hey, I invented these handy-dandy tubes. I mean, this powder goes all over the place. Let's make it more convenient. Here's some tubes. We'll mix it up with water, shove it in the tube, and people can squeeze it out of tubes. And they even made it come out in different colors. Problem was, it went bad in the tube because it wasn't a dry powder anymore. Now it was wet. And it got moldy and stinky and awful. So guess what happened? They started to add chemicals. Because after all, we invented a lot of chemicals during the Second World War. And they were all waste products from producing gasoline and heating oil. And these are all petrochemical products. Now, the same thing that happened to tooth powder happened to sugar, salt, baking soda, flour. Anything that is a powder form today has added to it a whole bunch of aluminum. Why? Because as a housewife, if we went to the store, we looked for the bag that wasn't all one solid hunk of rock. We wanted the one that would still pour into the sugar bowl, right? So we would buy the company whose sugar was softer. And we got it. We got what we asked for. Pretty soon they all started doing it, because otherwise we wouldn't buy it. We didn't want lumpy sugar or lumpy salt. You see, it's the salt that flows, and it's got a little girl with an umbrella in the rain. We didn't want our salt to get clogged up in our salt shakers. So we bought the one that didn't clog and didn't lump up. So therefore, when I test people today and they're loaded with aluminum and their brain is full of aluminum and they can't think straight anymore, they say, where did I get it? And I have to tell them where they got it. So cleaning this up out of the body is one thing. And I tell people it's going to take you a year to 3 years to detox. Oh, my God, I can't do that. 1 to 3 years? Haven't you got anything quicker than that? No, we don't. Because it's going to take you a year to a year and a half to learn where the heck it's coming from and how to switch to something it won't come from. Now, all of these things that we talk about, these four things, are burdens on your immune system. Stops it working. Same thing goes with the dentists, okay? We went to dentists and they invented this mercury amalgam off the shavings on the floor of the refinery and they pasted it together and called it a filling. And they would drill the holes in your teeth and put this plaster in, and they're still doing it today. And we get mercury poisoning from it. That's another burden on the body. Now, aluminum and mercury work a little differently. Each of the metals works a little differently. But the main thing I would like you to take away from here to remember is that think of a little old camel so laden down with boxes that his legs have buckled and his belly's on the sand. And when we first start teaching you how to clean this up, it's like taking a box off this camel's back. And then you take another box off the other side. And another one over here. And pretty soon the camel's got his rear end stuck up in the air and he's getting one leg up and the other leg up. And you haul off a few more boxes. And by George, if he doesn't stagger back up to his feet again. That's the same as your immune system. Just if you keep that image in your mind, keep taking the burden off. Keep relieving the body. Clean a little more something out of it. It's not enough to say you have a vitamin deficiency. You can't assimilate this or that. You need to take more this or that. Why do you need all this? The question is, why? The organs have broken down. You can't assimilate anymore. Why do we all have osteoporosis? Our darn pancreas doesn't work anymore. The pancreas is what directs the calcium. You can take all the calcium you want. It's not going to do you much good until you get a pancreas that works. If you're diabetic already, it's a little late. You have to start reversing the diabetes first. It's not an easy thing to do. It doesn't come with one bottle of pills. It's a lot of work, and you do it all day, every day. So if you're looking for a quick fix, again, I warn you, it's not here. Even the parasites, as simple as they are 3 months to get a handle on, okay? A year to eradicate thoroughly if you've got a real heavy infestation. And trust me, there's no one in this room who doesn't have parasites, including myself. You're constantly picking them up. This is something our grant line... You're young. This may be a shock to you, but if you're as old as I am, hey, we grew up with this, we know about it. And we used to get wormed 3-4 times a year on a regular basis, whether we liked it or not, incidentally, because the stuff back then tasted really awful. And it was called purging sometimes, to be polite. We still need to do this. The parasites haven't gone away, you know. It's not that the world has changed. It has changed a lot, but not for the better. Just because we live in a society that we think is way ahead of everybody else doesn't mean the parasites have gone. Parasites have gotten worse, I hate to tell you. Thanks to all the pesticides and the herbicides and the fungicides that we've used in the last 50, 100 years, these suckers have now become a lot harder to get rid of than they used to be in the past. Gunpowder, molasses, and garlic just don't cut it anymore. They'll get rid of a few pinworms and a few roundworms. They're not going to get rid of the real heavy stuff. Where did you get them? You don't have to say, hey, I went to Mexico and I got... You don't have to go to Mexico. Mexico brings them here, duty-free. They come right in. They don't even have to pass inspection, customs, nothing. Right into the supermarket. You don't even have to buy the stuff and eat it. That's why Hulda Clark says the safest part of a supermarket is the parking lot. It's cleaner. Okay? You walk through the vegetables and you pick up this little thing you've done. Oh, isn't that nice? Not today. And then you pick one up over here. Oh, isn't that? I never saw one of those before. And then on the way out, the cashiers, you do this. Or you've touched your money. And she gives you some change from somebody else who had it in his hand, and he's loaded in parasites. Now you have it in your hands, and on the way home, you're on the radio, in the car on the way home. Now the eggs are all on the membranes on the inside of your nose, and they go in through the little membranes, and off you go again. You got another batch. So when I grew up, we ate local vegetables that we grew in our own garden, and we didn't get exposed to these foreign parasites. We just had a few of our local guys. We knew how to handle them. We were friends, you know. It wasn't hard. Today it's a lot worse because we really have become a global village. We want to have strawberries in January and February. Hey, we asked for it. We got it. Cutbacks are here. Guess what? There's Mike, thanks to Mike Harris, there's no agricultural inspectors anymore to check for these guys. So we can have our cake and eat it too, but it's going to be a little tougher than it's been in the past. All it means is, and I don't mean to be negative because I'm telling you the bad part, but the good part is there's way around it all. You're going to learn to clean your vegetables in something called food-grade hydrogen peroxide. It's really not hard. You learn to water it down. It's quite inexpensive. Don't buy that garbage they sell in the supermarket. It's not what you want. It's just adding more pollution to the product. Okay? But if you use hydrogen peroxide, it's oxygen water. That's all it is. And the power of oxygen is something to be believed. You try going home from this show tonight and soaking your feet in some hydrogen peroxide and water. It'll give you a new set of feet. They aren't tired anymore. You put a few drops or a tablespoon into a big plastic bowl in your sink and fill it up with water and start adding fruits and veggies when you bring them home. They last longer, not potatoes and carrots, of course. You don't have to do those until you're processing them. But the rest of the stuff you'll soak, your lettuce, your onions, tomatoes, and so on, so that there are not only no parasite eggs on them for you to eat, but also because it will neutralize all the fungicides, pesticides, and herbicides that are inside throughout the whole vegetable. You don't have to be ingesting any more of these terrible things into your body. we really don't know how it works or why it works systemically the way it does, but it does destroy and neutralize these things right through the fruit or veggie. Okay, and Hulda Clark discovered this. It didn't get printed in the last edition of her. I don't suppose she thinks it's important enough to print. I don't know. But it is miraculous. It's also excellent to use on your sponge, for example. When you come down first thing in the morning, you wipe down your kitchen counters, your knives, your cutting boards especially, and you're starting off the day with a sterile field, even if you were cutting meat on it the night before or whatever, or cleaned a fish or whatever. The first 3 months of a parasite cleanse are where you're going to be taking it very heavily. You will then gradually cut back. And eventually, you're going to be taking it once a month. By the time a year is up, you only need a dose once a month. Unless you're out working in the garden, or you happen to have cleaned a fish, or been swimming out in one of our local lakes, when you come back in, you take half a dropper full of parasite cleanse, no big deal. Now, when you go into a health food store, you're going to be very confused, because you assume that what you buy in a health food store at a health show is good. I used to teach a little class on how to read labels. And the only thing I have time to teach you here today is look on the label for B-E-N, B-E-N-S, or B-E-N-Z. Any word with those letters in it means it's got petroleum distillates in it. Goes right to your thymus and immediately knocks out your immune system. Very heavily involved in HIV. Anybody that has HIV is not going to beat it until they get rid of all the benzene products in their environment. And I mean all of them, from the palm olive dish soap that sits up here to the Tide that sits in your laundry room to the Fantastic that's in the garage. There are alternatives, clean ones now. And if you're like my daughter and you have a 3-year-old, you don't want to have things in your house that will kill your child if the child drinks them. Okay? So there are very few products available, but some very good ones. You can wash your dishes and laundry with stuff from Nature Clean. It has a rock and a tree on it. Those two products for the dishes and for the laundry are unpolluted. You can use those. You can use food-grade hydrogen peroxide. You can use from the shopping channel or from Canadian Tire, there's something called OxyClean. It's a powder. Excellent laundry booster. You can use candles. Please don't buy paraffin candles. They're pure, unadulterated benzene products. And the wicks are full of lead. And we've had women whose children kept going into constant asthma attacks until we finally pinpointed the cause, which was their lovely little candles that they kept going all the time. If you can't afford to burn beeswax, don't burn anything or get the veggie wax ones, the vegetable oil candles. Do not burn paraffin candles, please. There's also at this show, I try to find good things. There's something called Orange Appeal, which is different than what is sold on the shopping channel. They have, with this beautiful OxyClean product that they have, they also sell an orange cleaner, and you get it in the kit whether you want it or not, so I suggest you buy the stuff at Canadian Tire where you can just get the one tin of what you want, because the other stuff is full of petroleum distillate. And if a child or even an adult drinks one tablespoon of that, they are either dead or permanently brain damaged. It's like furniture polish. It's not worth having in the house. You wouldn't put a can of gasoline under your kitchen sink. Why on earth would you do this? The orange appeal that's upstairs is a whole different ballgame, and it is safe, and I'd just like to clear that up because they both have similar names, and I don't want to confuse them. It wouldn't be fair to the companies. Now, when it comes to parasite cleansing, there are four people or four places putting out the real Hulda Clark parasite cleanse, and I'd like to give that to you. Yes, they're competitors. It doesn't matter. There's only four of them, and there's enough of you guys out there. We need more than four. There's New Action products in Grimsby, and somewhere here I'm going to find their number. There's Knowledge products, which you'll find in any health food store. And Consumer Health Organization, which puts on the big Total Health show in the spring. Can't find the phone numbers for new, but they're here at the show if you want to see them. And they import the Hulda Clark book into Canada, and they have the kit form, okay, of the cleanse, of the parasite cleanse. The only difference with ours is because we had people with throat tumors, we were forced to put all the ingredients for the parasite cleanse into one bottle of liquid, because people with throat tumors couldn't swallow 17, they couldn't swallow any capsules, and babies can't swallow it. So we were forced to put it all into a liquid so that you can put the drops in water. That's the only difference, okay? And New Action Products also has one that's no liquid at all. They have the black walnut freeze-dried now in capsules. Another good one, very effective. I use it sometimes in different... You see, you have to do something... No two people are alike. Everybody needs slightly different treatment. It may appear on the surface to be the same, but it isn't really. Everybody has their own little quirks and foibles. So before I go too far on that, I was going to get on to mercury and what that does to your body, the big burden of the heavy metals. Because at the root of everything, the two main problems you've got are heavy metals and bone infections. And those are the two things I'd like to address before I lose too much time here. Your teeth are living, breathing organisms. They sweat just like your skin. That enamel on there is so shiny, it looks really solid. And I'm going to show you microphotographs that show you it's not. There's holes in it, just like in your skin, but a lot smaller. The usual direction of flow is from inside the body to out through the tooth. When you put sugar in your mouth, what that does is reverse the flow, and the juice from the mouth goes inside the teeth, including the sugar. And if there is any bacteria in there, it's going to feed it and speed up the decay. However, it's not that that causes, it's not the sugar that is the direct cause of a tooth cavity or decay. And I'd like to get that straight, because no dentist is going to tell you this. I can tell you this because I don't have a degree in dentistry. I'm not a dentist. I'm not a doctor. I'm an old lady who's really ticked off because I had to bury five family members in 1 year, all from cancer, and all of it started in their teeth. And enough is enough. You know, I figure if I don't do something about it, there's going to be nobody left. And somebody has to interrupt this vicious circle for the little ones. For those of us our age, we can fix ourselves up the best we can. But for the little baby around here I heard crying a minute ago, if we can prevent the same junk getting into that baby, we've interrupted that vicious circle. That's my main goal. Okay? These are the parasites you're going to find in the mouth. So when we're talking about parasites, we're not always talking about these ugly big tapeworms that are stuck in your gut somewhere. It starts right up here in the mouth. And this is what you have to keep so scrupulously clean, okay? There are bacteria of various sorts, streptococci of various sorts, diplococci. The big blue guy, I tried to color code these because I can never reach over there, is what we call endamoeba, an amoeba. If you remember from high school, amoeba is like a big blob on the movie. Anybody see the movie The Blob? That's what it is. That's what the blob was, only it was humongous. These guys are little, they're in your mouth, and they just move around, stick an end out here and an end out here, and engulf a piece of food. That's an amoeba. Then you got the little trichomonas. He looks like a little mouse, a mouse moving in your plaque, your dental plaque. And then you have these long different stages of candida. Those are about the worst you're going to find in the mouth and the ones that we really work hard to clean up. Now, if you've been to a dentist who does not, before he starts working on you, scrape your teeth, and do what's called a slide test. He'll tell you not to brush your teeth before you go in. You go in, you're not even going to see the dentist first time you go in. They're going to scrape your teeth, the plaque off your teeth, those little fur jackets that you're wearing now, and they're going to smear it on a slide. And if you want to watch, you can watch. Put a cover slip on it, put it under a microscope. And you're going to see these guys. Oh, the guys that were there, you'll see. And they'll be crawling around. And it's going to cost you money to get rid of them. But no dentist worth his salt is going to work inside your mouth until that's killed off. Because if he does, it's basically criminal because you're going to allow that to enter the tooth and it's going to be underneath the filling and it's just going to keep right on eating your tooth. And when you go back, And the filling has fallen out, the dentist says, oh, well, it's because you've got a cavity under it there. You haven't been brushing your teeth. It's always your fault, you notice? Never his fault. It's always your fault. It wasn't your fault. It was his fault. Now, because he didn't know. And here's where I have to tell you that all I have in Ontario are 3 dentists to work with who know what they're doing. And no, I don't give out their names. Okay? People who need a good dentist are going to have to come and get tested first to see what the problem is in their mouth and to decide whether you need a dentist, a surgeon, or both. In many cases, surgery is more important than the dentistry. There's the tooth showing you. You can see that the sides of the roots have got little pores going sideways. It's like cutting a piece of wood across the grain. Now here's a microphotograph of the actual enamel on top that looks so nice and bright and hard. That's what it breathes through and sweats through. Further down in the root, there's a photograph of an actual microbe, a little bacteria, a cocci, I think, right in the pore of the tooth, okay? I think you had it right. Color coding is not the greatest. See, we're not professionals. I really am just a housewife. I try to share the information with you that I've learned the hard way, okay? But I did have a few years at U of T studying research design, and that's why I can hold my own against most of the heavyweights here today. Because I do know what I'm doing. And when I finally realized what the heck was going on, I knew where to go in the literature and how to find this stuff. And we didn't even have an internet to do it with. Yeah, had 32 years of my own disability and wrecked career from dental work. My mother died of dental work. My father died of dental work. 2 aunts died of dental work. And on and on and on it goes. When you keep reaching back, 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 back for the root cause, our very best and oldest family friend, old Les, wouldn't listen to me for many a year. I kept saying, you've got to go and get those jawbones cleaned out. He didn't listen. Had a heart attack on the way to Florida. Came home, had a second heart attack. Now he's going to the surgeon to make sure he doesn't have the third one, because the third one is usually fatal. And there's where you get your heart attacks, those upper wisdom teeth. You're not going to have a fatal heart attack if there isn't an infection on that wisdom tooth. You're not going to get a tumor on the brain unless there's an infection, because that's the central nervous system up there as well. Hard to wrap your mind around, but the metals and the bone infections are at the root of it all. And the bones are so important. Because think about what happens in your bones. That's where you make your blood. How can you make new blood if your bones are all infected? There is also in the bottom of the jaw and in the top of the jaw circulation of blood and lymphatic fluid that runs in this direction from the front towards the back and up over the brain and bathes the brain before it rejoins the lymphatic system here and circulates throughout the rest of the body. That eventually gives you a very serious case of blood poisoning, as one of my technicians found out this week. And for that, I owe you all an apology. She was supposed to be here doing some demonstrating and doing some little quickie tests on you to show you what this was all about and that it really was painless and that the machine really could find and measure all this stuff. Well, she was planning, but she just hadn't gotten around to doing it yet, and her abscesses and so on blew up. She had to go for emergency surgery, darn near died, so she'll be home in bed for a while, recovering. When all else fails, when nothing else works, when the doc says, I don't know, I got no answers for you, this is where you look, and this is where you'll usually find the answers. Dentistry itself has really not changed much since the time of the pharaohs. I don't know if any of you have looked, if any of you are into anthropology at all. But the pharaohs used to make nice gold crowns just like we do today, and they used to drill and treat teeth very much the same way we do today. It's really no different. It's just a job of carpentry and plastering, and these guys throw a lot of fancy language at you, and people go in and say, well, my dentist said I had to have it done. Dentist is not God. He's a guy who learned how to plaster holes. That's all he is. Okay? You get a hole in your plaster wall, you clean out the loose debris, you mix up some plaster just like he does, you take the spatula and you slap it in the hole and smooth it out. And if you didn't do it good enough after it dries, you get, get out the sandpaper and start sanding it up. It's exactly what he does. It hasn't changed in 3,000 years. And I'm impatient. There's no need for this. This is archaic. And it's killing us. Progress, to me, because I do attend all these conferences with the few dentists in Canada that we have that are interested in this, we have about 3 to 4 conferences a year all over North America, sometimes in Germany. I go along. I never get credit for the hours, but I'm always there with them. I never want a degree in anything. I never want to be registered as a registered anything, because then they know who I am, where I am, and what I'm doing. And I don't want that. Okay? This leaves me free to tell you what I want to tell you. Nobody, the dentist can't tell you what I'm going to tell you. The naturopath can't tell you what I'm telling you. Okay? But I'm just Joe Citizen. I'm a dumb old housewife. And I can tell you this stuff. Real progress, in my mind, is taking a kid with a mouth full of cavities and making him heal. We did it almost 100 years ago. Why can't we do it today? Are we that much dumber? Are the bacteria that much worse? If you could heal cavities back then, why can't you make them heal today? At least in children, if not in adults. Excuse me, fellas, wake up and smell the coffee. Enough of the plastering. Time to heal cavities. And for the real advances, I would say, geneticists, why are you wasting your time, for God's sakes? Why can't you grow us a new set of teeth yet? Why aren't you? I know you can. Why aren't you doing it? They would put an entire industry out of work. That's a simple explanation. They're all afraid to do it. It's not that it can't be done. Cellular differentiation is not that complicated, not that difficult. If a dumb old shark can grow a new tooth every few days, why the heck can't we? And I'm sorry, I don't have the patience to wait that long. This is not good enough for me. It should not be good enough for you. You should not have to suffer through this nonsense. You should be able to get new teeth. I don't think plastic's that bad, but growing your own, I think, would be far superior. One of the great lessons in my life that I've learned, never fight nature. If you work with nature, you're going to have the universe at your fingertips. If you try to fight her, you're screwed. Plain and simple. Number two, I learned that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I'll never forget that. My mother taught me that. And she repeated it often enough that I've never forgotten it. That means that we have to forgive those who don't know any better. Okay? We should try to teach them, but if they can't learn, they can't learn. You have to forgive them. You cannot blame a dentist for what he's doing to you today. That's what he was taught was the best he could do. And we must make sure that we don't make the same mistake. Above all, do no harm, is what I'm saying. Okay? The future is here now. There really isn't, we won't need homeopathics much longer. We won't need herbs much longer. We're going to really have the sci-fi kind of treatment you saw in Star Trek available to us pretty soon, and a few people who actually know how to use it. So the news is really good. But it, again, nobody here can take credit for it, none of us. And even Hulda Clark tells you in her book, none of this is new. I didn't discover any of it. None of us did. It goes back to a bunch of dead old guys who went through this many years ago. People like old Dr. Kroger, Dr. Hal Huggins, he's still alive. Dr. Hassar and Ratner and Lyons are still alive. Dr. Jerome Bukut is gone. Stortebeker is still with us. Meinig, Klinghart, the best information comes out of Germany. Rao, and Dr. Weston Price, who is no longer with us. But I have some of his stuff to show you tonight. The first thing that happens in your mouth with a mercury filling is that almost instantly the saliva turns very acidic. That's number one. Almost instant. And some people complain about it, and the dentist just says, get used to it. That acidic condition then begins to spread to the rest of your body as the mercury leaches out and starts spreading into the rest of your body. Because it leaks out. It is, after all, a liquid that they've mixed with powdered junk. And it hardens. But the liquid part still leaches out slowly, but this acidic condition that spreads to the rest of the body is the perfect place then for candida and other parasites to multiply. The other thing it does is just like in a car battery. What have you got in a car battery? You've got this container of acid and metals. And that combination, any boatman will tell you, any sailor, produces an electric current. And guess what? You got the same thing in your mouth. And it interferes with your brain current. It causes migraines in many cases. Causes behavioral changes in kids. I can't tell you how many teachers tell me about these kids that are perfectly normal little kids. They get braces in their teeth and become monsters. There's no reason for anybody to ever put metal braces in a kid's mouth again. Besides the nickel cadmium poisoning they're getting from it, they are also getting this condition and this metal that's causing the biogalvanic current in the mouth. And even radio reception. You've all heard of the so-called schizophrenic who hears voices. They really do hear voices because they got antennas built into their teeth. And this was proven by some good dental surgeons in Finland, one of those. And they went into a jail, an institution where the worst kind of mass murderers were held, and cleaned out some of their mouths. These people who were hopelessly, hopelessly psychotic killers became as normal as you and I. Or at least you. The jury's still out on me. it really can cause dramatic behavioral changes. And simply changing the mouth and cleaning out the infection in the jawbones can make these people well again. Now, if they're in there for life, I'm not sure we did them a big favor, because once you're normal and there's no hope of getting out, that might be enough to send you around the bend again. But anyway, it really is terrible. And all of this is in the literature. Again, it's not new. This has been proven over and over and over again. I have, unfortunately, I didn't bring the slides to show you, but I have pictures at the booth 10 and 11, and if you want to see this stuff, you can see it. Now, I mentioned that the circulation from the teeth goes right up over the brain. What they did was show this in someone. If you can see the little needle in the tooth down at the bottom, they put some what's called a tracer into this and injected it through the root of the tooth. And as you can see, the color, you can follow that light coloring of the tracer. That would not appear if there was not a tracer in it. And you can see that it goes right up over the brain and follows the brain circulation all over. So when you have an abscess under a tooth or some bacteria under the filling in your tooth, that's where it's going. And you wonder sometimes why people get encephalitis. But unfortunately, doctors are never taught about what goes on here. That's a dentist, that's his purview. And the dentist doesn't know what the doctor knows. So my poor doctor tried her heart out for me for years and years. And she said, I know, Evelyn, I know it's something in your mouth. And she sent me from specialist to specialist to specialist. She tried her heart out. Because she couldn't do it herself. She wasn't an expert in this. And, of course, they were taught, they don't know this. This doesn't exist, you know. The Royal Dental College says this doesn't exist. Mercury is perfectly safe, you know. Now, the dentist has to store it in a closed container underwater, and it has to be disposed of in a nuclear waste dump. Okay, up until now, they've been disposing of it down the sewer. And they wonder why the fish in the lake are full of mercury. Well, the dentists have just been throwing it out there. Nowadays, they've stopped this, and they make sure that it's properly sealed, because the dentist, God forbid, doesn't want to be exposed to it. And then it's taken out and sent to where the nuclear waste is stored. Now, if you've been reading the papers at all, you know we don't have any room to store our own regular garbage, let alone our nuclear waste. They've been sealing that in drums and dropping it in the bottom of the ocean. So, you know, if we don't have room for that, where the heck are we going to put the mercury? They don't want that out there either. And they're still placing over 150 tons of mercury a year in mouths in the United States. 150 tons. Now, if they started to clean out all our mouths today, how many hundreds of tons would that be? Where would we put it? And the plastics we have today, I hate to tell you, are outlasting. Don't listen to what dentists tell you about how they don't last. They are outlasting mercury fillings 2 to 1. A lot of the, if you go to a regular dentist, he's going to make you a denture, a flipper, or whatever, a filling, out of a metal, out of a plastic that you have not been tested for. Those plastics are colored pink with mercury. Do you want more mercury in the plastic? I don't think so. When I first started off, my plastic's clear. They didn't have a coloring yet to put in it. I was the guinea pig when they first came out with it. So it's clear. Nowadays, they have a non-mercury coloring agent to color it for you. I don't show my gums when I laugh, so it really doesn't matter one way or the other to me. You can get one tooth or as many teeth as you want. If you have one tooth missing, you get one tooth with four clips on it like that. It's called a flipper. It's about a tenth of the cost of a bridge, which is why the dentist never liked to tell you about it. But, you know, if the pocketbook is a little strained, then this is just as good in my books.
This is the end of Side 1. Please fast forward the tape and continue the program on Side 2.